Thank you, Ian. A final set of news items now, and we'll start with the recent football results now we are back in the season. However, there's more than football to talk about, as we'll hear other stories such as the Women's Business Network, plans for a sports pitch at the Hewitt Academy, a charity festival, and a volunteer who cleans up our road signs. Ben Crusane believes Norwich City's slow start to the Championship campaign has served as a timely reminder that Philippe Clement's side are still a work in progress. Back-to-back defeats have left City searching for their first point of the season, with Saturday's 3-0 loss at Millwall a particularly sobering afternoon for the Canaries at the Den. Optimism surrounded Norwich after a strong end to last term, while their summer work and a young, talented squad prompted plenty of predictions of a positive campaign in Norfolk. Those could, of course, still materialise. Crusane insists that ambition remains intact, but feels the early results have reinforced the importance of avoiding complacency and continuing to improve.
Anthony Musaba is Philippe Clement's new attacking weapon to eliminate Norwich City's opponents. The on-loan Fenerbahce winger marked his full debut in the midweek 2-1 League Cup win at Cardiff, with a vibrant display full of pace and fizzing intent. Clement added right winger Andre Brooks to his armoury earlier in the summer in a big money transfer from Sheffield United, and believes Musaba will add another dimension.
Norwich City women should take pride and happiness in securing their first victory in Tier 3. A 2-0 win at Hull on Sunday, courtesy of goals from skipper Grace Rigler and summer signing Niar Dunbar, followed an opening day draw at home to Huddersfield in City's first venture in the Northern Premier League. New head coach Perry Northeast was a happy man after the weekend victory.
Since 1991, Norwich Business Women's Network, NBWN, has supported thousands of women, helping them to build professional relationships, share their knowledge, and grow their businesses. To celebrate the milestone, it is hosting an anniversary lunch next month, bringing together current members, guests, and a number of founding members. The NBWN is run by a volunteer committee and not only supports women in business, but also gives back to the community through fundraising. Over the years, the network has raised more than £145,000 for charities, including the Magdalene Group, Priscilla Bacon Hospice, Little Lifts, and Big C. They're hoping the anniversary inspires even more women to discover the value of networking.
A Norfolk school could be set to get a new floodlit FIFA-quality sports pitch. Plans for the new pitch at Hewitt Academy have been submitted to Norwich City Council. It would meet World Rugby standards and FIFA quality requirements, with markings for both rugby and football. The facility would be used by both pupils and hired by sports teams. 8 floodlit columns, each 50 metres high, would be installed around the pitch, with 4 on each side. The school would have use of the site from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday, and private bookings could continue until 9 p.m, while a weekend and school holiday use could be from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. A new footpath would link the pitch to the existing pedestrian route between the playing field and the school car park. An area beside the pitch will be planted as grassland, and 12 new trees would also be planted to meet biodiversity net gain requirements. 2 hockey pitches with fencing and floodlights already stand next to the site.
Holidaymakers flying into Norwich have been left furious after being diverted 70 miles away to Stansted as strike action plunged the city's airport into chaos. Inbound flights were redirected to the London airport over the weekend after walkouts hit air traffic control services. Passengers faced a frantic scramble to arrange onward journeys from Essex back to Norfolk, with some reporting delays of up to 6 hours. Instead of a short journey home, weary travellers were forced into a mad dash to find lifts back to Norwich. The strike at the airport is part of an ongoing dispute with members of the Prospect Union, who are calling for a 10% pay rise to bring salaries in line with industry standards. Norwich will be closed this Friday, with no flights operating to or from the airport due to a 24-hour strike announced by the union. The airport said it is not expecting any significant changes to other flights this week.
Here's a Norfolk man on a mission to make our region's road signs more visible to motorists and make them more appealing to passers-by. Philip Bunning has been spending his spare time cleaning street signs across the county after becoming frustrated by their neglected appearance. Mr. Bunning, who runs a PJB Exterior Cleaning Norfolk and lives in Taverham, near Norwich, began the voluntary work shortly before Christmas 2025. Since then, the 50-year-old has cleaned more than 50 signs in villages and towns across the county. I would say it's making the roads a lot safer because the signs are more visible further away and can be seen quicker, he said.
A festival which saw dozens of teddy bears take over a Norfolk village has raised more than £8,000 for charity. Villagers in Great Ellingham crafted some 90 teddy bears using straw and other materials, which were displayed in their gardens and around the village for this summer's two-week-long Teddy Bear Festival. The festival saw the public pick an ursine version of a character from the popular film K-pop Demon Hunters as the best of all the bears created by villagers. The Rictorious Bear, Rumi Bear, was inspired by Rumi Kang, the demon-hunting hero from the Oscar-winning animated film. The festival in the village near Attleborough also featured a bear trail, teddy bears picnic, race night and fete. The celebration has raised thousands of pounds for charity in the years since 2004, when villager Anne Reeve first came up with the idea. And this year's main charity to benefit was Nelson's Journey, which supports bereaved children.